This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, which one of my beauties will bump?
Janice!
The lovely Janice will wind it up and let it go!
The Don and Mike Show.
Because it's my show and I'll say what I wish.
All right, Bob.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Thank you, Bob.
On the other side of the fleshy fun bridge, you will find the Don and Mike Show.
All right, Rob, bring all of our guests in. Get your panel right. We've got the people on the telephones. Let me see now. Mike has moved his microphone. Mike, can I have a mic check, please?
Testing 1-2. Testing 1-2.
Are we on?
Hey, Buzz.
Hello, stars.
Buzz, who has a theory about that car chase we are watching today. We can discuss it later. I mean, we're running late.
Yeah. Mike's not the same as my normal one.
No. You sound different.
No, it sounds weird.
Buzz thinks that when the guy went the wrong way on the exit ramp, that the lady that had the baby in the car could have avoided hitting him.
The other cars in front of her did, and there was plenty of room for her to move over.
Really?
I'm not sure why she didn't. Maybe she wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, she might not have been paying
attention.
And
then, I don't know if you noticed, she jumped out on the passenger side of the car.
She sure seemed upset, too.
Yes.
Maybe the people that avoided getting hit were men drivers.
That's a theory.
Rob. Wow, look at that bottle of Hennessy.
All right, so joining us now to play Match Game 2006, we have longtime friends, not been here for years, it seems, Mr. 40 and his brother, Grady Smoke. Hey, hi there, guys.
Oh, man.
Welcome back.
Oh, thank you. And a bottle of Jameson's Irish whiskey. Thank you, 40.
Oh, nice bottle.
Nice.
Bottle of vodka for me.
Do not light a match in here.
Jesus. Is that the Hennessy I smell?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Grady, how are you?
Grady, you got to end the microphone, good man.
Oh, my God. Grady, you are.
I'm good and I'm great and I love it. Miss you, boys.
Miss you.
Same here.
Miss you, boys.
And 40, what's up with you? Chuck?
Yeah.
What's up, 40?
Chilling.
Now, what time did you guys get here? Because you've been at this a long time.
About 3 o'clock.
2:58,
exactly.
2:58. Wow. That's
right on time.
Very well timely. Over 2 hours.
Trace de la tarde.
Hour drinking.
Yeah.
They are.
So what's new with you guys before we start the game? What's new with Mr. 40 and your brother Grady Smoke? What is the latest enterprise you're up to? Besides your thoughts on moving to Houston, where you can commit crimes and the cops will not follow you.
Really,
what's new in the hood?
I really want to move to Houston, because if that was me in Northwest, they'd have chased me home, followed me in the house to the bathroom, wherever I was, and locked me up.
Right? I don't know. If I was on the booster, they wouldn't have called me any gun.
Call
you can't
off,
catch nobody on the booster.
They don't call off chases in D.C.
Right,
maybe.
Right.
Did someone hit the SAP button?
Separate audio from
me. Might have been the most in the world.
What is the SAP button? No one knows what that is.
My name is Joseph. No chase me, don't chase me. That's why we got coronas. Don't chase me, don't chase me.
And you know, Robbie, we definitely have to get some pictures up of everybody for the website today.
Right.
We have to get pictures of 40 and Grady Smoke and. Boy, I smell that Hennessy over here.
That is serious.
When I'm not here, this
that is high octane stuff. Can I see that for a second, Grady?
You gonna see that? And let me say,
that
vodka, that's Armandale.
That's
what we drink in the hood. That's what gangsters drink,
baby.
We don't drink Great Goose no more. We drink Armandale.
It says 80 proof.
You drink that and you will love me.
From Scotland.
Yeah.
Rob, 40% alcohol.
You got to wear a kilt. Just drink.
80 proof.
Yeah, 80 proof.
All right, so everything good with both of you guys?
Yeah, man.
How's family? Yeah, family okay?
Oh, yeah.
Family's good. Last time I was here, had a baby on the way.
Yes.
She's doing good. Now I got another one on the way.
Congratulations.
Same.
You everybody got albums on the way.
You got an album on the way?
Right now. It's crazy right now.
I like 40. That Grady announced he got another one on the way. I don't even people have caught 40 said, same person. Same person.
That's how you know. Yeah, same person. Because I made a bet on that last time. Remember last time? You were like, I bet you he won't be with her.
So you're still with Mrs. Smoke.
Ain't going nowhere, Mrs. Smoke. Oh, yeah.
Mrs. Smoke, how many kids now? I mean, with one on the way, will this be your second, or how many do you have?
Wow. Baby on the way is number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Five.
You know what?
Oh. I think we know what you do in your free time.
Well, yeah.
That's for sure.
One more OSN baby for life. We're going to be there.
OSNBHC.
Man.
doing that thing. We're doing that thing.
Drink I'm something. Not sure I understand.
Drink
something. O-H-N-B-H-C, Mike.
And I got the whole hood listening to you.
The whole
make
hood.
Here we go.
Here's, a,
right.
Here's a picture now of Grady and a 40 for the website.
Yeah.
There you go. That's very nice. Get a shot of Mike over there being very white.
Here we go. Yeah. What's up, Mike? Get this mic out of the way.
Yes, get that mic out of the way.
No, get that mic
Grady,
out of the way.
Grady, come over here with me for a candid.
Yeah,
come over here. Cause
Grady, get that, Grady. Make that happen, man.
Nice non-reverse shot.
Give the man an orange a little
let
sugar.
Let him know about the privilege, man.
Because just,
let him know about the privilege. Hold up that almond there.
There you go. I've been trying to look as white as Mike. Well, what's wrong?
You gotta do this.
Memory
gotta,
is full.
Get your face. Look at my
memory,
face.
Oh, look at that. I'm screwed.
Look at my face.
Yeah. No, it ain't going to work.
No. You're white.
All right,
I'm
well,
sorry. That camera's only for white people.
Once again. Either that or the black people broke it.
Yeah, or stole it.
Man, I can smell that Hennessy.
I can, too.
Wow. Well, we'll have pictures of Mike and 40 up on the website today.
And
of Grady Smoke. Anyway, it's great to have you guys here. We have our contestants. We're going to play Match Game 2006.
Are you guys ready to play Match Game?
I don't know. I think I need some headphones.
I don't think we have them. You're going to have to follow the best chat.
Rob,
here we go. Let's meet our panel, everybody.
Get ready to match the stars. It's Match Game 2006.
Yeah.
With the stars, Don Geronimo.
Hi, everybody.
Mike O'Mara.
How are you?
Michael Ken Elton.
Oh, there's the crowd.
Mr. 40, Grady Smoke, and your host, Rob Spiewak.
Hello, stars.
Hi, Rob.
And there, Rob.
What a good-looking panel.
All right.
What a diverse panel.
All right, so now playing the game today, you'll have both.
Take my authority.
Both of us, you have Don, Mike, and then you have Buzz as well, and you have Grady, and you have Mr. 40. So
right.
We have five big ways to win big.
Exactly. Let's meet our panel. He is a 5-star general of good times in the USO. The troops love him. So do we. It's Don Geronimo. Don, when are you headed back overseas?
As soon as I sterilize the next woman I'm going to be with.
Excellent. He just joined the touring company of the Broadway smash Wicked. It's Mike O'Mara. Mike, what role do you play again? In
I play the fag.
Oh, no.
Okay, well.
And you're getting excellent reviews.
Thank you so much.
The newest member of George W. Bush's presidential cabinet, Buzz Burbank. Buzz, how's that going?
I'm only trying to help.
Good for you. Mm-hmm. And you perhaps remember him. He played the role of Dave Chappelle in Chappelle's Show. Uh-huh. It's Mr. 40.
Yeah.
And for the last 6 years, he's been Tim Stickney's stunt double. It's Grady Smoke. Grady, what's the most dangerous stunt you ever had to do?
I jumped off a building while kissing a girl on her cheek and licking on her ear as it fell off of her face. Man!
That's a stunt.
That is dangerous.
That's dangerous, man.
Darkness, everybody. Darkness.
Darkness.
First two contestants, I think, are Sue and Kevin.
Sue and Kevin. Let's see. Here is Sue from Sacramento. Hi there, Sue.
Hey, how you doing, Don?
Hi, honey, doing very well. And it's Kevin, right? Kevin?
Yes, it is.
There you go. All right, Robbie.
Where's Kevin from?
Kevin's from Wichita.
Wichita, Kansas, KFH-FM.
Thanks for referring to yourself in the third person. Now, contestants, do you know how to play the game?
Yes.
Good. Remember we flipped a coin backstage and
Rob,
Sue, you won?
I don't believe Kevin answered that question.
Tails.
Kevin, do you know how to
Kevin.
Play the game?
Kevin knows how to play.
Good.
Kevin, don't be an ass.
Once again, speaking of himself in third person.
Kevin came to play today.
We don't like
Jimmy
it.
Jimmy does that too.
We don't like it when Kevin's an ass.
Okay.
Sue, you won the coin flip, thank Christ. Please pick A or B.
I'm going to tell you something you might not know, dog.
Hey.
I smoke rocks.
Man.
All right. Hey. Hold up. Are you giving me a real life confession here or what?
Is 40 like making some sort of crack confession
smoke
here?
Rocks.
He was speaking for Sue, I believe.
For Sue? Is that what?
He's doing a character voice.
You know, I forgot the rhythm of Mr. 40 in this studio.
I don't watch the Sopranos at all.
You know what? All I understand
I know
is
you T-Bowed the whole season of Chappelle. I'm going to give you that.
Yeah.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You got to add something.
If you want to be with me.
What?
All right.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
That's the original. That must be the original.
Billy Preston.
Yeah.
You ever heard of him? Fifth Beatle?
Did a rapper do it or something?
Dude on my block named Billy Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
himself.
BJ.
Oh, yeah, BJ, right, yeah.
All right, so you picked A, right?
No, Billy Jackson.
Right.
All right, here we go. And here is the first clue. Please don't answer until we ask you.
Okay.
106.7 Free FM WJFK Air Personality Jay Severin is so honest.
How honest is he?
He is so honest that he doesn't get asked to many fancy dinner parties. But lots and lots of people ask him to blank. Now, you guys, Sue, Kevin, you're out of town. Jay Severin is our new evening show here at 106.7 Free FM WJFK. Air personality Jay Severin is so honest, he doesn't get asked to many fancy dinner parties. However, lots and lots of people laugh and laugh, and lots of people ask him to blank. Sue, please don't answer
yet. All right, I'm in.
All right, Don is in.
I'm in. Mike, are you in?
I'm in.
Am I supposed to write something?
Yeah.
Like
yes, that's right. You write something.
You lock your answers in.
Buzz, are you in?
I'm in.
This Sharpie, Grady, and write down an answer to the clue.
You want to write down what you think is a funny answer. There's that tool, Jay Severin, that does a radio show.
Lots and lots of people ask him to blank. Here, read along. See? Lots and lots of people ask him to blank. What do they ask him to blank? You see, you don't want to say it aloud.
Don't give it away.
Mostly you want to lock it in and write it on your
card. You just want to lock it in and keep it close.
That's right.
What you're saying.
That's right.
All right. All right. Well, lots and lots
the
of
the panel has got to be ready.
Is the panel ready?
I think so.
I believe that's time. All right, Sue. Jay Severin is so honest he doesn't get asked to many dinner parties. However, lots and lots of people ask him to blank. What say you?
Strip.
Ask him to strip.
Strip.
Yes. Don, do you have a stripping Jay Severin?
No, I said people ask him to eat a log.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, not a match. How about you, Mike?
I said a lot of people ask him to get bent.
Oh, yes. Is that asking or telling?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. 40.
Yes, I had a fart / burp.
Oh,
is that right?
Neither one of them.
Fine.
Spill glass.
Neither won a match, though. Grady, did we get an answer?
Roll for shizzle with my nizzle.
Good guess.
You obviously listened to that show, but not a match. Buzz, last chance for strip.
I said they asked him to sign off.
Yeah.
Oh!
No.
Bagel for Sue, Kevin. Kevin must be very excited.
I'm very excited.
Thank you for using that pronoun. All right, Kevin. Excited we are that the Rolling Stones will play halftime at this year's Super Bowl.
Right.
They will get 12 minutes, and as expected, their performance will be sponsored by blank. Big Rolling Stones fan, Kevin?
Yeah.
I'm in.
Excited we are that the Rolling Stones will play halftime at this year's Super Bowl. They will get 12 minutes. Don't answer. Don't talk. They will get 12 minutes, and as expected, their performance will be sponsored by blank. Who will sponsor them?
I'm in.
All right. Panel is locking in their answers.
I'm locked in.
Grady, are you figuring out the game now?
I am.
Are you locked in?
I'm locked in.
Panel's right.
He's a regular Choice Boulevard. Kevin, we're very excited that the Stones will play halftime at this year's Super Bowl. They'll get 12 minutes, and as expected, their performance will be sponsored by blank. Who do you say?
I'd like to say Del Boca Vista, but I'll say Viagra.
Viagra, I see.
Viagra.
Viagra. Man. Don, do you have Charlie Watts' Viagra?
No, but I do have his Depends.
Oh, yeah. Also, a good
Depends.
Answer. Mike.
I said they'll be sponsored by a funeral home.
A funeral home.
Anyone would do. How about you, Floyd?
As it is the Stones, I said it would be sponsored by Will Shatner. Rolling Stones.
His kidney stone.
Right. For $25,000.
You know, that's an effort. Thank you.
We love when they think. Mm-hmm. When the panelists think.
Right.
Grady?
I'm going to pour some more Henny right now.
Nice cover on the panel. Because I know you think we love it when they think.
Oh, okay.
I say.
Thank you, Doug.
The Marion Barry Crack Patch.
I like that one.
The man.
There's a patch?
If you're trying to quit, sure.
What is going on?
What do you have, Bud?
I said it's sponsored by their heroin dealer.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Not a match. And you know what's exciting? That means it's still a tie game.
Tie game, Rob.
Tie game 0-0.
0-0. It's like a Redskins game.
Kevin A. Or
Don't mention the Redskins.
I'll take
it.
Hey!
106.7 Free FM WJFK says welcome. Welcome to newcomer Penn Jillette. It's really nice to have a magician on the station. He can really make the listeners blank.
Okay. Oh, I'm in. Thank you for that.
No problem.
Now, you know what that is? That's cold.
Is that?
Because there's one obvious answer.
Well, right. Maybe or maybe not.
And Penn Jillette doesn't suck as bad as the rest of the guys.
No, no, no. True. But everyone is entitled to their own opinion.
What's the obvious answer?
All right. Kevin, 106.7 Free FM WJFK says, welcome to newcomer Penn Jillette. It's nice to have a magician on the station. He can really make the listeners blank. Panel is noodling it through. Kevin, I hope you are also noodling.
Please do that. Pretty obvious.
Well?
Frickin' Penn Jillette?
Yeah, from Penn and Teller.
Right and yeah. Shave?
Oh, no, no, don't answer yet. Too much chatter on the panel, Don.
I'm still writing down.
Chatter.
Don is locked in.
Everybody was
all right, Kevin, Penn Jillette, welcome aboard. It's nice to have a magician on the station. He can really make the listeners blank. What do you say?
Disappear.
Now, that's a very clever answer.
Mm-hmm.
Don, do you have Penn making the listeners disappear?
No, only because I wanted it to be difficult.
I had a hunch. Go ahead. What's your answer?
It doesn't even make sense with your setup.
All right.
The setup was...
Make the listeners...
Saw a lady in half.
I like it.
Let's go to the judges.
Not funny, but I knew you were looking for.
Not funny. What do you say, Mike?
Cold winter, so I said Penn Jillette can really make the listeners get wood. Okay.
Not homo.
Huh.
It's okay.
How about you, 40?
I like Penn Jillette.
I've got right and shave, Penn Jillette.
Penn and Jillette.
Hold on a second.
That makes sense.
You know what? Somebody had his smart juice today.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that, really, because that's like a double pun.
It is.
It's the Hennessy.
Must be. Grady, do you have an answer?
Drink Hennessy with Don D, the stuttering mechanic?
Not a match. How about you, Buzz?
I love Penn Jillette, but the joke is disappear.
Yeah,
so I have disappear. There's a match.
And Kevin moves out into the lead. That means Sue... You're going to have to play catch-up. Are you ready for that effort?
So if Sue doesn't...
Yep, I'm ready.
If Sue don't get one here, she's out. It's going to be a three-question round.
Okay, here we go then. Four questions. All right, here you go, Sue.
You say 40.
This is... No, I did not. This reflects on me. Last night, Rob Spiewak. That's me in the third person. Last night, Rob Spiewak dreamt he worked as a pizza man. Huh. So what?
Man.
So he woke up and immediately cut his blank into 8 pieces.
Oh! Yeah.
Sue, are you familiar with Rob Spiewak?
Oh, yeah. I hear you every day.
Thank you so much. You know, both of us, our names can be used as verbs.
All right.
Last night, Rob Spiewak dreamt he was a pizza man. And so what? So he woke up and immediately cut his blank into 8 pieces. Sue,
Mike, are you there?
Answer?
I'm in.
How about you, 40?
Sure.
Hey, Grady?
Yes. I'm all in, baby.
Grady, will you do me a favor real quick? Will you hold that card up and show Don your handwriting?
It ain't about what you write.
No,
it's about what you say, baby.
Exactly.
That's what you say, Grady.
That's right. That's right. And I believe your dances with Wolf's name would be He Who Writes with Feet.
I would like to scan that and put that on the web. All right, Sue, is everybody in?
Yep.
All right, Sue, last night I dreamt I was a pizza man and woke up and immediately cut my blank into 8 pieces. What do you say?
Your lovely wife, Carrie.
Oh, how nice. How nice. 8 pieces of Carrie.
Yeah.
Left in twain.
Put upon, Carrie.
Halved and halved again. Don, do you have my wife mercilessly murdered by myself?
And I'm all out of line.
Yes, I said your wife carries dead, lifeless body.
That's a match. All right.
Hey.
Sue is tied at Mike.
I said your wife.
Hey, you do it. Good.
The picture of the dismemberment.
Are you Grady?
Yeah.
One, two, very good.
Three,
what are you?
4, 5, 6. It's only 7 pieces.
Oh, sorry about that, 40.
His voice got really high. 40, what do you say? Not that it matters.
Yeah, well, divided by 8, swastika. I figured it would be an even cut.
Again.
Just look like a pile of sticks.
He makes a lot of sense.
How about you, Grady?
40's answers have actually been quite good.
Yes, he's
perhaps
clever.
Too good.
He's clever.
And now for his retarded brother, Grady.
I'm not retarded. I'm just high.
Okay.
Fair enough.
I say he cut his 22-ounce German Beck's beer into 8 22 German
we got
Beck's 8 pieces so that everybody can have a 22-ounce German Beck's
Beer.
You're making a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Buzz?
Artistically, I said wife.
Yeah, oh,
wife.
Knife.
I like the knife.
And
what?
Sue,
nice
a
handle, Buzz.
Yeah. Sue,
can you hold that up again, Buzz? Look at the handle.
Yeah, nice handle. Huh?
Buzz drew a knife there.
Yeah.
This game is engineered so Peyton Manning will win.
Yeah.
What was that, Joey Porter?
No, boo.
You can't try to take it from us. You try to take it to us. Everybody like Peyton Manning.
Welcome to Ward 8.
So
everybody Ward 8. Everybody Ward 8. Everybody come to Ward 8. It's a good place. Beautiful. It's God's country.
Okay, we got one more, Rob.
No, it's Sue wins.
Oh, Sue wins.
Yeah,
wins.
Sue wins.
Oh, Sue.
Yeah,
way to go, Sue.
Hosting a score of three matches. Sue, that might be good enough to get you into Super Final Big Money Match.
Congratulations.
Final Big Money Match.
BFM
Ask Around the Flask.
Sue, we need that. We need you to stay on hold. And let's see, Kevin, third person Kevin.
Yeah, oh, Kevin's sad.
You've got the Hooters VIP wing party.
All right.
Hooters game day. Fun fact. To go
Kevin, were you playing for second?
Kevin, I was playing for second. Me and the kids are going to Hooters.
That's what I'm
talking about. Football party.
Playing for fourth.
Hooters is your football headquarters.
Darn right it is.
Hold on a second there. Kevin and Sue will see you hopefully in the final match thing. Hold on just a second.
And no matter what, Kevin, keep talking.
These headphones are so lightweight.
Me and the kids going to
like I don't have any on at all.
You don't have any on at all.
Man, you know what? Man,
in the spirit of moving forward and ever.
Uh-huh. Yes.
All you got to do when you watch 24 is drink when they say Jack.
Smoke rocks, baby.
They say Jack every. Jack! Jack, where's Jack? Jack done lost contact. Jack done went dark.
What? Where's Jack?
Take a drink.
That's Jack Bauer. We lost contact with Jack Bauer. Has anybody heard from Jack Bauer? Boy, every week we drink when they say Jack, and we go through a bottle of Jack.
Jack Bauer drinks Hennessy.
Do you like 24?
I like 20.
24.
No.
24.
I like to take this opportunity to say, y'all black accent sucks, man. Every time y'all talk with a black
accent. You do not suck. Come on now. Go down, Grady. I like it. I show down 24. 24.
Don uses the southern accent.
Y'all give us in the green room too long, man.
Oh, yeah.
Man, we talking.
All right, well, you have to go back there now.
Oh, the green room?
Or as we're referring it to today, the black room.
Oh.
It's not the green room today. It's the black room. Now, listen, I tell you what. Let's all air the room out.
I don't understand.
Does that mean poots?
Yeah, I really don't understand anything that's happened in the last half.
Y'all need to air it out because it smells nothing but like chronic.
Evacuate the gas.
We'll be back. We have two more players, right?
Yes.
So we have another exciting round of a Match Game 2006 coming up.
Right.
Two nothing and six. No tricks in
the right, right. OSM.
Six. Right, right.
Right, right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Right.
Sip.
I don't know. I think they may have been drinking.
Hey, Mike?
Yeah.
What school do you go to?
How are you?
We'll be right back.
This
is
what I'm talking about. The Don and Mike Show.
It's our white. It's our white thing.
Let me have Dick for $100, Bob. All right, Dick is styling moose. Carl, Nexus Pro Formula 7000. Carl, you are on the board. Let's go back to Dick for $200, Bob.
All right. True or false, Dick can affect the weather according to his mood.
Pat, true. It is true.
Right now, let's pause for this commercial.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's like a marrow transplant for your funny bone. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, we're back with Match Game 2006. Woo! We're back with Mr. 40 and Grady Smoke having some Hennessy and some vodka.
Good time. Privilege.
Good time.
Good time.
Good time.
Good time. Good time. Good time. Good
time. Good time. I'm trying to act drunk.
Bum, bum, bum.
I'm not trying to act anywhere.
You come to my,
I do not like Hennessy.
Look.
Oh, did you try some?
You got a bottle.
That's full on it.
It's
yak.
Bottle.
Huh?
I'm a fag when it comes to booze.
Yeah,
what is Hennessy?
It's cognac.
Hennessy is
cognac.
Yak.
Is it like
distilled wine?
Is it like
Corbapier? It's like brandy.
Corbapier?
Yeah.
It's cognac.
I'll take a
It's not like brandy.
It's not like brandy. I would have brought you open sex, but it's not in season.
It's yak.
Cognac. Very James Bond.
It's cognac.
I know that if it was brandy,
is it cognac?
What a fine wife it would be.
Yak.
Nothing like brandy. It's yak.
It's yak glass.
Brandy is not grown. The grapes for brandy are not grown.
Where is my sifter?
Snifter.
No.
I always get that wrong.
Snifter?
But that's good. But I mean, at least you know not to drink brandy out of a snifter.
Right. I needed to say this.
Man, that hit my stomach.
I'm drinking yak straight out the bottle.
Do it burn?
Do it burn?
Hey,
Don.
How much of this?
Can I tell you something?
Yeah. Yak straight out
while we were sitting outside, I realized back in, what was it?
86.
I won a prize from UOPGC.
Yeah.
When you played the arithmetic.
And we never got
I never got my phone.
It was a telephone. We never got our phone.
I never got my phone.
All right,
you
boys.
You played the arithmetics.
You owe us a
phone.
Are you going to take a hit of the Hennessy?
Yeah. A hit of that
of the
yak, yak, baby.
I don't know. That was a little Simon Cowell hit. Can I get a real hit?
That's what we drink uptown, baby. That's that yak,
That's
baby.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, he hit it for real.
There you go.
He hit it for real.
Lovely, isn't it?
Listen.
That's privilege, baby. It's not supposed to make you cough.
I believe you.
That make you love long time.
Love long time.
Don, that is privilege.
You know, if you learn something once a day, I'm thinking, you know what I'm thinking out here today? Yak.
Yak.
How's the yak?
Called yak.
Are we out of yak?
Now, here's the thing. You're drinking that like it's soda pop. I mean, I just took
hate soda.
I took a regular size drink of that, and my throat is on fire, Jack.
That's how we drink it at the spot, baby.
The S-P-O-T.
The spot.
The spot. Y'all need to come to the spot.
That's like Rob, let me
hold up. You know where y'all coming
at? At the BFW Hall.
Oh, is it like that?
Yes, at the American Legion.
It's the Moose Lodge.
At Pop Chocolate Shop.
And an elk.
Y'all need to come to the spot. Drink some of this yak.
This summer, y'all coming to the spot.
And we going, man.
Hold on. Before we play the next round of the game, which we must get to.
If you drink any more cognac, you're going to make your own spot.
No. Believe.
You took a good pull on that.
Not cognac.
I'm a man.
Yeah.
I gotta handle it.
This summer, y'all coming to the spot, and then we're going down Anacostia.
Now, here's the thing.
And we're going
to
hang out.
For the longest time, we've said that you're going to bring me down to Chocolate City, and that I'm going to hang with you guys down, you know, down in whatever Anacostia, whatever neighborhood it is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you guys have been to my house. You came for the Super Bowl like 5 years ago.
Right, yeah.
I've been waiting for you to return the invitation. You tell me. And why do we have to wait for summertime for me to go with you down to
it
predominantly?
You don't want to sit at Anacostia Park when it's 30 degrees.
No, not Anacostia. We from uptown, baby. Anacostia is in Southeast. We from uptown.
Uh-huh.
You come on uptown. We're going to sip on some of this yak. I got the whole hood listening. I done got you like 64 new listeners today.
Who listening? Don D.
Don D, the stuttering mechanic.
Yeah. Don D, I want to say hi to Don D, the stuttering mechanic.
Everybody's listening.
If I could just say one thing, and then we got to get on. If for all of our new listeners in Anacostia, all the brothers that are listening.
Uptown.
Just let me say, Easton Motors. Your car is your credit.
Your job, your credit.
From Eastern Motors, huh, man?
And how about, have you seen LeVar's back in the spots now?
Oh,
is he really?
Too.
I haven't seen the new one.
Yeah. Yeah,
LeVar don't come to the spot. I seen LeVar down 201 Lounge, but he don't come to the spot.
So he does not come to the spot.
Two different things. S-P-O-T.
He might come tomorrow after this.
Are you guys ready to play the next round?
No, but it doesn't matter.
Of your bed, of match game.
Right?
Yeah. Those contestants to me.
What did I do?
Yeah, Nancy and Patrick, I believe.
Right,
what's wrong?
Everything loaded up here.
What did I do, 40?
Here is,
did I do something to offend you?
Here is Nancy from Virginia. Hi there, Nancy.
Hey, Don.
Hi there. Very nice to have you with us. Thank you. And also from the great state of Maine, here is Patrick.
How you guys doing?
Patrick.
I'm Mike.
Hey, Patrick.
Grady Smoke.
Patrick. Hold on. Patrick.
Yeah.
What part of Maine are you from?
Southern Maine.
What part? I went to school at Presque Isle.
Presque Isle.
Presque Isle. That's Southern Quebec. I'm in near Portland.
Portland. Okay. Portland.
Pascal is eight hours north of where I am.
You went to school in Maine?
Basketball.
We both went
to school.
You went to UMPI?
See, Ron, you went to school.
I was an owl.
I thought the big sign when you, welcome to Maine, there's no blacks allowed.
You know what happened? I flew in over it.
Over the sign.
It was all about dropping below the cloud line.
And on the way over Maine, we saw Rob's boots, Reebok boots, flying above the
Both of these guys.
Grady
does not
like Rob's shoes.
Do not like Rob's Reeboks.
He does not like my shirt. He doesn't care for my motive.
He got on 85 Reebok Classics high top with 80 tongue vibe.
And they're not throwbacks. He bought them at 85.
He's actually right. What can I tell you?
How long have you had those sneakers?
You know what? I've had the same type of sneaker since 1985.
Sneaker.
But they're out of print.
Well, it is a sneaker, for Christ's sake.
What is a sneaker? They're out of sneaker.
Print. They are out of print. And
they're
my
out
wife,
of print?
My where, wife bought
where
me
are my a, tennis shoes?
What is a sneaker?
Where are my cats?
It's like a criminal.
My dungarees.
What do you call them?
Dungarees?
When you buy them?
Dungarees? Jeans.
I call them either Nikes or Reeboks. Okay. I don't say, like, I want to get a pair of tennis shoes. I just say I got to get Nikes or Reeboks. Nikes.
I call them high tops.
I call them Keds.
I'm going to bring Rob some ACGs. That's what we wear now, ACGs.
Now that you guys know, this is, I didn't even do this on your account.
But
you're going to appreciate this because you're Nikes. Black
I
and
wear
you have
Swiss.
Style.
Right.
Please notice that I am wearing today.
It's too tight.
From my, what?
Too tight.
It's too tight. It's hot. It's making your hands look extra white.
Listen,
your fingers looking blue.
Here's all I'm saying. I'm wearing an orange pullover from my kid's school from Clemson.
There's nothing wrong with that.
A hoodie. But if you'll notice the shoes.
You need another act.
Let me see them shoes.
Check out the shoes now. Do the shoes match?
The shoes match, but they're too old.
Yeah, they from like 97.
They too old. You can only wear shoes 5 times. You got to throw them away, baby.
Yeah, you can see it on your hoodie. You can't wear Clem, son. That, you got
that may be the way they do it in New England.
I thought he was clever today. Come on, son.
He drank a clever 40.
So you know what?
Yeah, what's
technically,
that?
You're a boy in the hood.
Oh, Rob.
Because
Rob.
He's wearing
a hoodie. We know what that means.
See, I'm catering to the room, Don.
I have the orange swoosh on my Nikes that matches the orange that I have on the sweatshirt.
The sweatshirt goes really well with the dungarees.
I agree.
If you don't stop saying dungarees. Yeah.
And you know what I like best about my dungarees is rolling up the legs.
You need some of this. Some madness. You need some madness.
The only thing that's missing is a fine crew cut.
Some Grand High.
Now listen, here's the thing.
Is that your company?
You can pull that off. Here's the thing.
You can
do, Grady, no, no. If I was to wear what you're wearing.
Don, you got to throw back Green Bay joint.
Yes, I do many.
Yes, you can pull it off too.
But hold on. If I was
all about the sizing.
If I was dressed like Grady, I would
look like Bobby Lee.
I would look like Howard Stern on Letterman. Did you see Howard Stern when he came on Letterman wearing all of his gear?
Don, you're not giving enough credit to yourself for your hipness. We're not talking about the SCS that's sitting outside in the parking lot. We're not talking about the orange hoodie. Talking about the orange hoodie that's hitting. It's just two X's too small. We're not talking about that.
Oh, that's my fault.
That's what we call it.
Okay, so you think that this should
all they need is another X and a little save.
Can I ask a question to both of you guys?
Come on, Mike, because you're my favorite white uncle.
Because we're talking about fashion here, and I wanted to get your opinion of my golf shirt.
Man!
It's got the country club logo.
Oh!
That's terrible.
It looked like you done shot an 88.
And I'm going to tell you why. You're
Mike
in the business.
Mike 88.
Mike, that's free advertising.
Yeah, I know.
Paying for your memory.
Let me ask you something. I've lost a lot of weight. Why would I want to, if I can wear an XL, why would I want to wear a double XL?
No one wears an XL.
Nobody wears an XL.
You can be 5'9", 100 pounds. You never wear XL.
And you don't wear XL if you have to wear XL. You
always wear
right now, you got to wear XL, so you wear a double.
You see this hoodie? 4XL.
Wow. You're wearing a 4XL?
4X,
baby. You see
can I just say something and you not be offended by
triple,
that?
This is a triple X.
Here's the thing. That's so black. The fact that your clothes are so clothes are so big and oversized.
I've heard a rumor.
And that's why I wore these baggy.
Oh, that's oversized.
I wore these baggy clothes on Monday on the front of the bus.
I've heard a rumor.
And I just rode downtown.
What's the rumor? Hold up. Mike heard a rumor.
What you got,
What's
Mike?
The rumor? What you got?
I heard a rumor. Don't tell anyone, but sometimes that the oversized clothes are worn to cover up weapons.
Yeah! No, give it up!
Mike?
Yes.
I.A. Erdhe at the Ute.
Oh, well, we invented that. Hold on. If we wanted to talk Latin, ergo, octu, ha.
And furthermore,
and
just because you're wearing...
four here to four,
just because
wherewith.
Just because you're wearing a 4X doesn't mean you're black. It might mean you're morbidly obese. Thank you.
Actually,
how you doing?
Just because you're wearing a 4X don't mean you're 4X.
Mm-hmm. I'm only wearing an X. But you say I should wear a double X because
yeah,
it would look better.
Or does it need to hang over
your
wrist,
see,
baby?
We don't want to see your first X.
Look at my wrist, baby.
If you wear a 3X,
hang over your,
those first two X's are invisible.
Okay.
What's wrong with a nice 48 long?
Okay, guys, let's play some game here.
All right.
Let's play some game. Rob,
we haven't much time.
Okay, let's. We'll make this
Nancy
a lightning round.
Nancy and Patrick, we need to do a lightning round.
Nancy.
Yes.
You're going to go first, honey.
That's right. We flipped the coin. Nancy, A or B?
A.
Here we go. NFL Hall of Famer Sonny Jurgensen was sad, oh so sad, that the Redskins lost in Seattle, but the trip was not a total loss.
It's all, every game.
I know. Yeah, Mike, right. Don't laugh till the punchline,
okay,
please.
Sorry.
The trip was not a total loss. Sonny told me that the Space Needle makes a great blank.
Man.
Hold on.
I'm in.
Give me the whole setup again.
NFL Hall of Famer Sonny Jurgensen was sad that the Redskins lost in Seattle, but the trip wasn't a total loss. He told me that the Space Needle makes a great blank. Nancy, are you familiar with the Space Needle?
Yeah.
Yes, it's a wonderful landmark. You can see it from the air.
All right,
everyone,
Mike,
I believe it's locked in.
I'm in. Leslie,
I'm in.
Boys,
yeah.
40, Grady.
All right, Nancy, according to Christian Jurgensen, the Space Needle makes a great what?
A toothpick.
A great toothpick.
Toothpick.
Don, do you have size toothpick?
Yes, I do toothpick.
Yeah, that's a match.
Yep.
Toothpick?
Mike?
Hi, Rob. I have toothpick with a picture of Sonny.
You got the hair just right.
Right.
40, what did you say?
I have a pointer to the snitches as an ass-mometer.
Ass-mometer.
Thermometer.
And officially, that is where your streak ends.
Yeah. Sorry, buddy.
Great answers.
How about Grady? What do you have?
Q-tip for the ears if you're looking sideways at the time of your headpiece.
He's fading.
Shorter answer.
How about you, Buzz?
Buzz.
I said toothpick.
All right.
Hey, and you did the Space great. Needle, Buzz. Yeah. Nice job.
All right. This is a lightning round, so this is your one chance.
Toothpick?
You can do this, Patrick, on this clue, okay?
All right.
Three to tie.
All right.
Four to win.
Every card you gave me.
Okay, give me a softball.
And I this is the this ball is soft. And
what?
I want you to listen
That's
carefully.
Nasty, right?
Scientists are finally perfecting the process of odorama.
Really?
Which allows you to smell the movie you're watching.
Okay.
Fascinating.
Right.
For example, Brokeback Mountain smells like blank.
I didn't see Brokeback.
I am so in.
Is that the movie about the gay cowboys?
Yeah, it's the gay cowboy movie. Patrick, have you seen it?
No, but my wife told me all about it.
Patrick, are you in it? Scientists are finally perfecting the process
Mike,
of odorama.
In?
I'm in.
Which allows you to smell the movie you're watching. For example,
Grady?
Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah.
It smells like
40.
Blank.
All right. Anna, are you in 40? We're waiting now on Mr. 40. Are you in Mr. 40?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be good if you could write it, please. Yes.
Yeah.
The question from the panel, do we have to write it? So, yes, please write it. Yeah. Patrick, Odorama allows you to smell Brokeback Mountain, and it smells like blank. What say you?
Ass
is a good answer, a short answer, a three-letter answer. Don, do you have Brokeback Ass?
Now, you have to ask the judges.
All right, let's put it to the panel.
I said the movie smells like poopy sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a match.
Yeah, judges accept that.
The judges will take that, Mike.
I said it smells like ass.
Hey, perfect match with a cowboy hat.
Yes, sir.
How about you? 40. Smells like?
It smells like Spurs.
Okay. I think we got that. I think we got what he said.
Spurs.
Yeah, and I think it was family friendly the way he said it.
And no one enjoyed that answer more than Grady. Grady, what did you say?
Smell like Spurs. Uptown. Black sacks.
Could I say that?
I believe it's pronounced.
No, no, you can't.
Black slacks. How about you, bud?
I said ass.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's a tie game. So, Nancy, I need you to call a coin flip in the air.
It's going to be a simple coin flip to decide who goes to Super Match here.
That's how we do it on Match.
I'm drinking.
Nancy,
we play for the way home is your fault.
Nancy, call it. Heads it is, Nancy.
Heads
we will
Nancy.
See you.
Nancy,
Jack. Because she got that in one round. It took two rounds. Nancy, we will see you in final match. We have some parting prizes for Sue.
Yeah, that means when we come back, it'll be this chick Nancy against the other chick Sue.
Right. Sue gets a party gift.
Jack, how close are you to the invasion?
Hold on, does Patrick get? Hold on, doesn't Nancy play Sue in some kind of upcoming round?
Yeah, we can do that if you want. I thought you wanted to go right.
They each won a round.
How about we give them one question? When they come
okay,
back.
We'll do a lightning round.
Best on the one question.
Sue B. Nancy. Perfect.
That's the thing, Rob. You get very caught up in the rules. I mean, I came to Rob before we started this, and I said, "We're running a little short of time. We're going to have to compress a little bit." And Rob said, "All of a sudden, like, well, we should really ask five questions per contestant per round." And
the rules make it more fun, though.
Honoring the memory of Gene Rayburn.
But the guy, Patrick, he's history, right?
Oh, he's out of here.
Yeah.
Patrick.
Thank you, Patrick.
Hey, Patrick.
Could I ask Buzz to say something for me?
Sure.
What do you mean?
Buzz, in a very sexy voice, could you say, I like the word Coco?
I like what?
I like the word Coco.
Oh, get him out.
I like the word Coco.
Thank you.
I wouldn't do it, Buzz. I was going to end up on some faggot website.
More power to
be difficult. Like a scat lover. Well, listen, Patrick, first person Patrick, you've won the Hooters VIP wing party. Get a Hooters game day fun pack to go tailgating or for your own football party. Hooters, your football headquarters. Thank you, Patrick.
Thanks, guys.
Hi, Mr. Bateman. Hold on there, ass.
Great job, Patrick. That's we really me. Enjoyed having
40s
you.
40s into 24, I can
go. 24.
It's Mr. Ass to you. Barus, could you get me? I see them on the stick.
Oh.
Barus. We will come back. What, Grady?
We will come back next season, Barus.
I would like a cinnamon stick and a Marlboro Light.
I would like a Cinnabon. Many, many months ago, you said the only American idol to do something was... the white broad, Fantasia went platinum.
Listen, that show sucks.
And
I don't even watch that show
anymore.
And
where's their phone?
I don't either, but I'm just...
How could you not watch our show?
I've been trying to call in for like 5 months and say that. It can put me on hold.
But look, you got it live right here. You got it.
Man!
It's been on a 37,000-hour delay. It's just coming through.
You want to do your Fantasia?
You know, I shouldn't, but I will.
You should.
Do it.
Yeah. No, 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 no.
Stop it, Barus.
Okay, we will be right back
Stop
with final,
it, Barus.
Final Super Mega
German
Match.
Is the Don Next. And Mike Show.
What do you say we cut the chit-chat
in
hole? The Don and Mike Show.
How's it? The Don and Mike Show.
Let me just say, during the commercial break, I play this for all my brothers in Anacostia. I'm sorry, from the spot.
You go to Anacostia and pop.
From the spot.
Because they moved this out of Haynes Point when they built the Roosevelt Memorial.
There was, you got it tattooed on your arm.
Official Spot Ninjas. Remember last time?
Yes.
Official Spot Ninjas, but not ninjas.
The N-word was... flowing during the break.
Yeah.
But in a very
good way.
In that good way with these guys.
Say, you know, every time he go to cop.
Yeah, and you know, just yesterday a vampire called me buddy. So
and today Grady said that you're his
N-word.
You my name. Heard that.
And that everything is really falling into place.
And we're all going, the long and short of this is what came out of the break. We're all going to Asia together.
Yeah, and we don't know where. We're just going to buy plane tickets and say Asia.
To get Nike. Right,
so and when we get there, we're going to all be black.
Right.
And drink
sake.
Let's go.
All right, let's get a winner here, Rob. Exactly. Let's get a winner.
Yeah.
I hope we get a winner from 1-8.
Nancy and Sue.
1-8, everybody, 1-8.
We got Nancy and we got
1-8,
Sue.
1-8, everybody, 1-8.
Hello there, girls.
Hey.
Hi. Nancy, Sue, here we go.
Baby right. Girl, let's go.
I like them.
Nancy, you won the coin flip. You need to pick A or B.
A.
Hey.
This round is for all the marbles, and
hey,
here
Nancy,
is your clue.
Hey, Nancy, you like brothers?
Huh?
You like bro?
You like black dudes?
Of course.
Yeah. We don't even need to ask no more questions. It's over the game.
Game over.
Right, boy.
All right, Nancy.
Okay.
We hear that Michael Jackson is looking, speaking of brothers.
Yes.
We hear that Michael Jackson is looking for a job as an entertainment consultant.
What do you mean, speaking of brothers and referring to Mike?
Oh, he's not kidding. A brother.
Oh, and the boy wears lipstick.
The panel is really getting excited.
The panel.
According to his resume.
The pole lipstick.
According to his resume, his skills include typing, Windows XP, and blank.
Michael Jackson's a Republican.
Well, can you give me the whole thing one more time?
I can. We hear that Michael Jackson is looking for a job as an entertainment consultant. According to his resume, his skills include typing, Windows XP, and blank.
I am in.
I'm in.
All right. Nancy, you know Michael Jackson. He's living in Bahrain, or is it Beirut? Do you know? Are you a geography student, Nancy?
Not at all.
Okay, well, please hold your answer. We hear that Michael Jackson is looking for a job as an entertainment consultant in Bahrain.
Let's see, Buzz, are you
in? According to his resume, his skills are typing, and his XP in blank.
Mr. Ford, are you in?
Oh, God.
Don't answer.
I know, I'm thinking.
Grady Smoke, you in?
Yeah, you know.
What about your brother? Ford, you in?
You know.
I believe the panel is right.
We're ready, Robin.
All right, Nancy. Michael Jackson's resume skills include typing, Windows XP, and blank. What say you?
Oh, babysitting.
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 Pretty good.
That's a good skill, Don.
That is a good answer.
Do you have babysitting?
No, I had delicate fingering.
Oh, insult. Mike.
This is my suckiest answer yet. I said makeup.
I like that answer, Mike.
Thank you.
How about you, 40? How's your handwriting?
I had brown bag wrapping around the 40.
What the hell?
That's not a match. That's not even English. Smile.
Ready?
Getting into the head of young boys.
Not a match. How about you, Buzz?
Typing Windows XP, and I said dictation.
Dictation.
I should also tell you that during the break, not only was the N-word flowing around very freely in that very nice way, but also, you guys, now, Grady,
having, is it not nice?
Having 15 children.
No, that's too many.
You really should have taken it easy with poor Jessica Rabbit. Jessica Rabbit comes in the studio.
You had a court chasing me.
Is she okay?
And if you could impregnate a woman simply by talking to her, she would be pregnant already. Jessica Rabbit.
He's trying to say you're extremely virile.
Yeah. If Jessica Rabbit comes in, and right away you go, oh.
Yeah.
You're fine in your DKNY sweater.
And he said, you're from the hood. And I'm from the hood.
Yes. So
then you wanted to invite her to the spot. I think you said that she, didn't one of you guys say she could be the correspondent at
yes,
the spot?
Yes,
she's
correspondent
the FDOT correspondent.
I've been bamboozled. I've been hoodwinked. Run amok. It's not right.
That's right.
15 is too many. You're going to have a court.
All right, you have five kids. You have five kids.
That's right.
You have five kids.
With six
four
on the
with
way.
One on the way.
Oh, four with one on the way. Right.
Four with one on the way. Almost a nickel.
Rob, where are we at here?
I have no idea.
What did that have to
Sue.
Do with the price of...
Anyone but
the
Sue.
Mask?
It's what happened during the commercials. We had some
do
nice talk.
Do they sell tea in China?
Yes. Yes, they do.
For all the tea in China.
According to my research. Sue.
Tea's yeah, I'm here.
You are in the catbird seat, Sue. If you match one person, you win.
Okay, I can do that.
That's great. All right, and here is your clue.
Don't choke, Sue.
106.7.
Oh, I won't.
Just swallow.
All right.
Can I say that?
Yeah.
I believe you just did. 106.7 Free FM WJFK General Manager Michael Hughes just finished remodeling his kitchen, and it's lovely. New tile floor, granite counters, and hot and cold running blank.
Okay.
We're
hot and cold.
Hot and cold running blank. Sue, have you ever met Michael Hughes or spoken to him?
Oh, no, but I feel like I know him. Yeah,
please don't answer that.
Grady, you in?
I'm in.
How about you, Mr. 40? Now, there's an obvious answer if you do listen every day.
Right, right. This is one of the soft balls that we discussed.
Understood.
Soft balls.
Making me uncomfortable. You're right next to me. That's soft
don't
balls.
Don't discuss soft balls.
You got to stop saying that.
I like touching you.
We're going to go on. Mr. 40 just got to get his answer together.
Soft balls.
That is really, he is not, that pen is dancing on that card.
Softy balls.
It looks like he's playing pickup sticks.
Mike, help me, Mike.
And then just play.
I'm here for you,
we're
Grady.
Good, Mr. Ford.
All right, Sue. New kitchen, Michael Hughes, lovely, new tile, granite counters, hot and cold running blank. What do you say?
Wine.
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 Hot and cold running wine.
That's a match.
Sean.
Hey, all right.
What do you say, Mike?
Well, since he had that, I changed my first one with my second one. Hot and cold running indecision.
Not a match. What do you say, 40? Does that even say?
I had warm wine, but I'm going to go with malt. Liquor ball.
Malt liquor ball. Not a match.
Hey, not
that matters. Don't let the smooth taste for you.
How about this handsome young man right here?
Hot crack pipes with cold rock.
Buzz.
I just said wine.
All right. Sue, that gives you a decisive victory. Congratulations. Do we have a parting gift for Nancy?
Yes. Nancy gets Nancy gets the Hooters VIP wing party.
Nice.
And me, Grady Smoke.
The Hooters Game Day fun pack to go for tailgating your own football party. Hooters is your football headquarters.
Want some wings.
Thank you.
Now we do have $250 we're playing for.
Exactly.
Also the Bose Cinemate Home Theater System.
All right, so she's won the money and she's playing for the home theater system?
Right.
I didn't know Buffalo's had wings.
This would be Sue that is going for the big prize here.
All right,
for the big money final match. Sue, I need you to pick a celebrity from our panel to play against. Try to pick someone you think like. Don, Mike, 40, Grady, or Buzz?
Grady. Pick Grady.
Well, those two are out. They're under the influence. I'll go with Don.
Those two. That's really not very nice.
Those two. You got Grady.
Where did you learn? You know who I'm talking about,
it's
right?
It's like that commercial. Where did you learn this? I learned it from watching you. Remember that back in the day? The kid, the dad watching the kid smoking some weed.
Right. I'm going to listen to her for 30 seconds.
All right, Don, here, this is for you. Then you need to lock in an answer and try to match this.
You got it.
Blank.
That's what I'm talking about.
You guys will be playing too, so settle. Blank school. Blank school.
Blank.
Don't answer, Sue. Blank school. It looks like this. Is it getting better, Mike?
I'm in.
Yeah.
All right.
I have locked in my lance.
Don
my answer. My
answer. Sue, the panel will now offer you suggestions, and you can take one of those or take your own. Mike, how would you complete blank school?
Old school.
Old school. Very good. How about you, 40? Blank school. He passes.
Preschool.
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 Very good. Smoke.
Boarding school.
Boarding school. And Buzz?
High.
High. High school. So the suggestions were old school, preschool, high school,
and boarding school.
So you can go with one of those, or you can choose your own. What do you say,
Mike,
Sue?
What are you doing over there?
Bring a little Hennessy, Don.
No.
No,
you didn't.
Yak. Bring a little bit. No, yeah, I don't want any more. Yak.
I go with... Awesome. Old school.
Old school is her answer. Don, if you have old school, you're a winner.
Oh, Rob, I said high
school. High school.
Oh, so great. I got so confused.
Sometimes that's the way it happens when we play Match Game 2006.
Oh, but now listen, Sue does get 12. She does get 12 free WWE pay-per-view events.
Wow,
that's better than the Bose ring,
including the Royal Rumble, live on Sunday, January 29th. Enjoy that from WWE. Sue, thank you for listening.
And $250 Don Mike dollars as well.
Yeah, I feel all warm
inside. They're not like Jeffrey dollars.
No.
I mean, you win $250 as well. So thank you very much, Sue.
Oh, great. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you for listening. Hold
get
on
that bottle away from me. No, evil, demon rum. Firewater.
It ain't rum,
where's the clothes on this thing?
Match Game is recorded live on tape at Television City, Los Angeles, California. Portions not affecting the outcome of today's game have been edited prior to telecast. Match Game 2006 is a Mark Goodson, Bill Todman television production.
Stay tuned for Gambit
on most of these CBS stations.
Thank you, stars.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, Rob. Don't say the S word. You're about to say it. Well, what can I say? It's been great having both Mr. 40 and his brother Grady Smoke with us today.
Say that again. Please say that again. Both.
It's been great having
both
of you with us.
Both.
I wish you both an early happy birthday.
Birth.
With an F.
Birth. Say it now, complete.
Birth.
Birthday.
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 Move me.
And now let's go right to Buzz.
Hilarious.
In a world where radio was strictly forbidden,
one man
found a way to bring good news to his people.
Where's Buzz? It's me.
What you got, Buzz? Tell me something, Buzz.
I'm going to.
Buzz, what are your lead stories on the news and comments tonight?
They are. The White House is refusing to say who met with confessed crook Jack Abramoff. There may be homosexuals at this year's White House Easter egg roll. Yeah, I'll take some. And today's
Abramoff at the Easter egg roll.
Today's sex advice from religious leaders includes try it with your clothes on.
All right, all of that.
I want you to check Abramoff at the Easter egg roll.
Okay, listen, get out of here, guys. It's great seeing you.
Let's have a round of applause.
Love
for
you guys.
Funk and Mr. 40.
Love you guys, 80. But really now leave.
40. What up? There they go.
All right, come on out.
See you uptown.
Adult Swim. Great seeing you, Grady. Great seeing you. Thank you. Love you, too.
Grady, good to see you.
Here's how I know they've been away too long. I forgot all the handshakes.
Oh, it's very
simple. The greetings, the elbows, the handshakes, I've forgotten.
You do the up, down, the in, the out. You do the thing with the thumbs. You do the thing with the elbows. And you do the hug thing. And then you know.
Oh, no, we got it.
Okay.
40, always a pleasure.
40, love you. Talk to you soon.
There you go.
Talk to you very soon.
This may be the drunkest that I've ever seen Grady and 40 together. I think this might have been a record today.
Grady's way effed up.
Because the Hennessy, I mean, really, the Hennessy bottle is almost gone.
Grady just whispered in my ear.
Yeah.
I keep dropping the end plug all the time. Yeah. Okay, come on.
Thanks,
out,
guys.
Out.
Let's move it along, fellows. Come now. It's funny. We're burning daylight.
It's going to sell the cards.
Stay tuned, everybody. Did we already open that thing, or what's wrong with this thing now? Oh, Christ.
It's not so good.
For goodness sakes. I'm just looking for the tape that says, stay tuned for Buzz. Well, hold on.
It's chaos. This is the last time we ever have people from New England on.
It's always the problem. You get somebody from Maine on the show.
I know. Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. Mr. 40, Grady Smoke, thank you, fellas.
You.
Oh, professor.
It's the Don and Mike Show.